Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Wake up late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida, from Kinga Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
What's up, everybody? The Dougie Almeida and Peter Leonard version of the opening song of the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
What a great tune.
Coming to you live from Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. It's just short of 5 p.m. here in the East Coast. Beautiful day in South Florida, probably somewhere in the 70s because I really didn't sweat today.
It was hot.
You know.
You didn't sweat much? Were you outside?
Yeah, that's the thing. I went outside.
For how long?
I took a little walk when I went to the casting. I had a call back for a spot and like a movie or I don't know what it is.
Okay.
And
they never tell you these things.
So you sat in a room with three or four other dudes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they said, act like somebody said something funny. You're going nuts.
Right, right.
You're supposed to be part of an entourage.
Wow.
Like, I'm going to be like a part of like a tough guy entourage of a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it's fun when you go to those auditions and you have to, did you get to watch the other people go and then you went or?
They go into that closed room area.
Yeah. So okay.
Yeah, I went to another audition, which that's what I hoped the callback was for a pharmaceutical company.
Okay.
And and that's a big pain one. It's a national ad.
Ah.
So I was like, when I got the call back, I didn't even read. I go, God, I'm getting fucking cash. And but that one, like Chris Z was there, local comic.
Oh, cool.
So he went in before me and he says, yeah, they asked for a few facial expressions, like not happy, starting to feel a little happy. Now you're happy. Now you're really happy. Now you're really happy, but your teeth don't show.
Okay, right. Got it. Smile, but don't show your teeth.
Now you're a happy idiot.
Now I look like my school picture from like eighth grade in middle school because that's when my tooth got knocked out when I played soccer.
Wow.
My front tooth got knocked out when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, my parents had shitty dental insurance, so I couldn't get a bridge. So I went around I looked like a hockey player for a few months in middle school. You know, how good is that? What happened to your tooth?
You should have put a chiclet in.
I used to chew bubble gum and I used to stick it in there when I'd start talking to a chick at the skating rink.
Right.
You know, made it look like a tooth. And then eventually we had enough money to get what's called a flipper. Mm-hmm. It was like a denture.
Right.
It was like a fake tooth that had a little flipper, like a denture.
So really? It clips in, right?
No, clip in. You denture grip it.
Oh, and
then you stick it to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, fuck. Here I am in middle school. I got to go eat lunch. And I got to go take my dentures out.
You can't eat an apple. You can't eat an apple. Right?
You can eat an apple, but you have to
pull it out of the core after you're done.
You know, there was nothing permanent.
Yeah.
So if you look at my eighth grade middle school photo, I'm like this. I have a Mickey Mouse grin.
Right.
For those of you in the podcast land, go, what happened?
You could have turned it into like the joke, you know, like that's your magic trick.
Yeah, I got it news for you.
Just pull it out all the time for fun. Freak people out.
What could have been cool was just like a flower. You hold some flowers in front of your mouth, in your hand, in the picture, in front of your face. The flower, covers.
Just covers.
You know, like some daffodils or something.
But look at
pretty.
Him; he's nice. He's got
pretty.
Some flowers. Yeah,
how gay he is!
What a nice kid.
Yeah.
That or just hold like a pencil up.
Or a mic.
Like a real studious.
See now, you can do it now. You take a picture. It wouldn't
matter. With the mic in front of my.
Right. So one of your teeth is fake right now.
Yeah, the whole root came out. I was playing soccer.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the goalie. So that the ball was coming, like, and I had to come running out like a 50-50
see
ball.
See where it hit him?
Yeah.
And I came out sliding, you know, I came out sliding to get it, and the guy put his legs out straight, slid into me, right in my face.
Oh, my God.
And I remember, boom, I got hit, and I had the ball, and I got up, and I threw it to my other team, and I'm sitting there, I look down,
blood?
I see blood just coming out of my, and I look down, I see this, it looked like a shark tooth, because the root and everything came
right.
out.
Right, oh, my God.
it was like the size of a...
Was on the ground?
Yeah. So, no, it was floating in the air,
saying,
Peter.
No, I'm saying.
So when that, wait.
No, on your shirt. I'm stuck to your shirt or something because you could have taken that.
No, it was on the ground. It was when I looked right down.
Go to the,
when I was watching the. When I was
Stick it back in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do that.
Well, listen.
Did you take it and like hope we can save it? Put it on ice.
Get
an ice bag. Like I wasn't you too lose fond. A finger?
I wasn't too fond of that tooth because that tooth was cracked as well.
All right, so
I ran into
so he did you a favor.
I ran into a van playing football.
Somebody,
on the street.
Well, your parents had no dental. Came. They paid him $20.
You
hey,
trying to joke about some scar on my face? You got you got a bunch of scars on your face, Peter.
You're not
wait,
kidding,
they're not scars;
man.
They're wrinkles. Sorry.
Listen, I look like Keith Richard.
Yeah, you're starting to get that
Jewish
wrinkly.
Keith Richard.
Yeah.
You know what's funny though, man? You know, guys can get away with that shit. Women.
Yeah, you know.
Women don't age well. Man. That's you know. Okay, you don't see a lot of guys getting facelifts and having you know rest
Kenny Rogers.
Well, if you're an actor or a musician, you know,
he was almost unrecognizable when he had his work done originally, right? Yeah. Like you recognize Kenny Rogers and when he got his first facelifts, you look at him, you're like, mm-hmm. Holy fuck, it's a guy from Star Trek.
I think I have a great idea for cosmetic surgery for men because there isn't much.
A ball lift?
No, I think that men, if they want to be more badass, they should start getting cauliflower ear injections.
Yeah.
And then everyone thinks you're like an MMA fighter and they won't fuck with you and you'll be a badass.
That or your girlfriend does squats.
Yeah. Why don't you just rip your ear off a little bit?
You want to rip your rear off?
Your ear. You just pull it down. You know, it only takes 22 pounds of pressure to pull somebody's ear off.
That shit would hurt, though.
Fuck yeah. So,
yeah, and then you walk around looking like an elfin. No, you don't want to look like some dumbass who got a hook caught in his ear when he went fishing.
Well, some people get their ears taken off for, like, they want to look like an elf or a eel or a snake or something.
Or squeeze through a door.
No, somebody wanted to be like a lizard, so they got rid of everything.
I could never sneak in the window fast enough before my dad catches me.
Right.
You take my earlobes out?
Slip through the bars.
Maybe spending some time in prison.
Yeah.
You know what? I have my head up my ass so much, just get rid of my ears.
He never did listen.
Yeah. J-Ho says, Bruce Jenner never had anything done either.
Yeah.
Well, he's not Bruce. Bruce Jenner had a...
Caitlyn Jenner.
Bruce Jenner was found guilty of manslaughter.
Yep. Caitlyn Vagina.
So, someone's saying that, I don't talk about that. No, I'm just saying, you know, that eventually, you know, they were talking about Howard Stern, about him, and how, like, her, sorry, but, like, at first, he said... First, she said that, you know what I mean, that she was going to like women because he still felt like he liked women.
Right.
You know?
Just be a lesbian with, you know, tits. I mean, I don't know what it is. She. I can't even describe how I feel about that piece of dreck.
Well, that'd be mean. I mean,
so
listen.
Sick.
The person
so,
just a
see,
God
so
bless the guy
sick.
For it. Say, you know.
Guy. It's a girl.
With a penis. No, it's hard.
With a penis.
No, it's gone. He got rid of it.
Oh,
she got rid of it.
I bet it's in the freezer.
He's saving it.
In case he changes
his
mind.
She's saving it just in case.
In case you change your mind, man.
You never know when you get second thoughts. Speaking of, have you seen on Facebook everyone is changing their
gender? The dog.
Is taking photos and changing their genders.
No,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's like a new app, and everyone's been using it in the last 2 days or so.
I don't know anybody under 30 like you.
You take your photo,
and
it changes. What would you look like as a female? Yeah. What would you look like? And everyone's doing it right now on Facebook.
Everybody.
So
I
it's
haven't.
Like, I haven't done it either.
If I want to know what I look like as a woman, I just look in the mirror.
I'll go back to jail.
And the sun visor when I let my wife drive.
Oh, yeah, there
That's
you
what
go.
I look like a woman. Honey, I'm going to drive okay.
But I think it's like a weird kind of programming in a way. Like, if whether you like it or you don't, or you're for it or against it, it's like, hey, well, let's make it a game.
Have you seen any of your buddies?
And everyone's just playing. Everyone's been doing it.
Did you do it?
No.
Have you seen
why?
Why? I have no interest in doing it. It's stupid.
Have you looked,
I'm glad you admitted that.
Have you ever looked at any of your former buddies and went, wow, I would have banged his female self?
Well, no, but
you know what? I hate
but
John,
now people are looking at it like, hey, okay.
I'm scared I'm gonna come out just like a guy. it's like I was looking through photos like my father's side, like my father's sister.
Right,
she was a big woman, like you know what I mean. She looked like
you with a mustache.
Yeah, with a thicker mustache.
Right.
By the way, the dog changed our camera around a little bit.
Look, J-Ho said I did it and I look gorgeous. Go check it out.
Yeah. That's the thing. You probably want to bang Jay.
No, some people.
Well, you guys took me out of the fucking show.
Yeah, the dog moved. There you go.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
You paid the dog to fucking move the camera.
Anyway, my camera fell and broke today. The dog was running around all excited because I got home. So that I think it's interesting. A lot of people were talking, you know.
I mean, I think it's funny and it's fun. And it's fun to do, but I didn't do it.
No.
But I think it's stupid.
Would Jossie do it or would you get turned off if she did it and she looked...
Well, like, does it change everybody's sex?
It would change
just men and women.
You can do both.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you could, would it blow your mind if you said she looked good as a guy or something? Then you think next time you go to bang her, you think you're banging.
Then you're thinking about that. You're
right.
Seeing that picture
right.
in
That's
your
what
head.
I'm saying. Exactly.
Yeah. Like it's you know what? It's funny. It's like you see it and it's like I can never unsee that.
I want to see you as a girl, bro. Seriously.
I can never unsee that.
Do me a favor.
Me as a girl?
Yeah. Pull that up. Honestly. Because you're pretty as it is, man.
Look at him.
No, he's fucking pretty right now.
I might make a good-looking girl.
Dude, you've a little makeup on you, dude?
Yeah, you ready, dude? You don't even need to change anything.
Exactly. Boom.
Put a dress on.
Yeah, well, first of all, with that hair, he looks like Grace Jones already. He's already fucking Grace Jones.
Oh, well, I had to go on this audition today for
Yeah, let's hear about it.
It was like a Jersey Shore type TV right. show. They're looking for that type of character with the big hair. And it even said a pompadour-style hair, and it's from Long Island.
So, right. boy,
and I'm
you
like,
fed in.
So, me.
Show him your shirt. So,
oh, yeah, I got my Strong Island shirt on. Yeah. Bam.
There you go.
Nice so I wore that to the audition, and you know, it was fun.
I don't have a lot of, there's a lot of people when they go to these auditions, mm-hmm. you know, they really take the time to, like, if it's a doctor, they get the fucking, they come in with the jacket and
stethoscope
everything.
And,
I think it's important.
You know, I come in with a Spider-Man t-shirt, you know. Yeah. I mean, I'm a doctor who's hanging out with the kids.
Right.
I don't got time to.
I'm off today.
I'm a doctor.
It's my day off.
But it's kickball.
Yeah, exactly.
Sunday.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
Wow, I got a letter. Speaking of doctors, I got a letter. I've had a doctor for 26.
Most people
or
have
seven
doctors.
Years here, but to
the
have
same
a doctor
one.
For 27 years who's gotten me through, you know, all this shit,
right.
man. You know, I've had a lot of issues over the last 25 years.
Yeah.
So anyway. I got a letter from Tenet Healthcare, who had bought his
practice
a year ago. I had a letter that said, well, first of all, he's been out of there since November. And I talked to him because he had some kind of surgery himself. He had something wrong with him. A letter yesterday said that he's gone, that he's no longer affiliated with the practice. And please call Dr. Gilberto Vasquez Carinvejan for an appointment. And I'm saying, I can't even pronounce his fucking name. So, but what do you do when somebody's got your medical records for? Guys out there, somebody's got all your medical records, and you just can't go and get them. They've got to be transferred to some doctor,
I'm going to guess.
What do you
if
do?
If the practice was taken over, guess who has the records?
Well, Tenet, of course. They've had them.
Tenet and that office.
Right, of course.
We're not going to ship them into the unknown? You think the doctor who decided to quit because he probably can't afford malpractice insurance anymore?
Right.
You know, some of these doctors are paying over $300,000, $400,000 a year just for malpractice insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, so you can't just be like what doctor.
Is that a
you know?
Surgeon? A surgeon, I can say that. Yeah, absolutely.
Any doc, you know, most like oh, you
a
know.
Lot of money.
So, well, how old was the guy? Well, listen, I don't want to get
he's
more.
2 years older than me.
All right, so he's an old fuck. So,
he's a he's a very good doctor, Dr. Paul, man.
So he's just done. He walked away. So now you got to go to Juan.
I'm going to call a young doctor, man. I'm going to call a guy. No, I want to call like a Doogie Howser guy. I want to call a guy.
Yeah.
Seriously, I want to call a guy who just got out of med school maybe 15 years ago, 10 or 15, who still goes to the
he's just looking
seminars.
He's just looking forward to his prostate exam again. He wants a young boy to stick a finger up his ass.
I want a big, tall, black guy.
I'm going to
thick fingers.
Yeah, whenever I look at like the dentists and stuff, I look at the ones I went
fingers.
To. I look at the one that used to go to University of Pennsylvania. You know, good medical schools. You know,
exactly.
I look at that and how long they've been in practice.
Right.
But now that I got to go through that, you know, I'm at the age where I got to go for that exam. I think I'm going to get a woman doctor, right? I mean, I'm not going to,
you're going to get you one of those woman doctors?
Yeah.
Listen, if you
get me one of those ladies.
You haven't had a colonoscopy yet, huh?
Yeah, I've had a colonoscopy.
Oh, you did?
Done. Yeah,
okay.
with an endoscopy as well.
Oh, good.
Everything's good. No polyps.
Great.
You know, a little hemorrhoid maybe, but that's it. So I got that. But now I'm 50 again. The guy said, don't come back to your 50. I got it like 6-7 years ago.
Oh, so you were smart. You started, got it early.
Yeah.
They tell you normally when you're 50.
No, now,
you really should go at 40.
Depends on what you're eating.
For a prostate, right.
So.
You are who you eat. You know?
Hey, did you see the portraits of President Obama and Michelle Obama?
What was he in front of?
I don't get all the fucking trees. Like he's Mr. Like I guess it's for Greenpeace.
I don't want to sound like a racist, so I won't say what I think.
It's kind of hard now. It's too late, isn't it?
I didn't see it.
He's sitting in a chair in a suit, and there's all foliage around him and leaves and everything.
Let me try to find.
And
eating the banana.
I read a story about the woman, the artist who painted Michelle Obama. Was also one of her recent paintings was a painting of a black woman decapitating a white woman.
Oh, I love that.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was an interesting.
Does she know that other bitch, that fucking lesbian comic? What's her name? who ruined her life? Kathy Griffin?
Oh, Kathy Griffin, yeah.
Fucking idiot. Another idiot.
Yeah, we haven't heard from her lately, have we? Right? I mean, with no one, you know, Kathy Griffin, she apologized lately?
You know what's funny?
Has she come out and said, you know...
They're going to do a segment like, where's Matt Lauer? Where's Kathy Griffin?
Where's Kathy Griffin?
Maybe with Matt
Guess
Lauer.
Guess what? She's hiding out, and she's a waitress at Waffle House.
Yeah. Hey, where is Matt Lauer, by the way?
Who knows?
He's, you know...
He went to sex rehab, they said.
Yeah. But these guys don't come back from that. This is a shaming at a whole nother level.
He's done.
Yeah, but come on. Not only he had a fucking button under his desk to lock the door.
What was that? People,
and then a bag of dildos and various sex toys in his office. And he tried to say, "Oh, that was from a grab bag when this guy came."
I have 14 dildos.
Guy came, but. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about the dildos.
What's up, Phil Walker?
He had a bunch of sex
toys. But he tried to say that, oh, no, they came and did a grab bag giveaway, and that's just been in there ever since.
Perry Sachs says, medical records, where's my Black Sabbath records? Comedy's hard, Perry.
Yeah. Perry, you're on a 33, and we're on 45. So keep spinning.
I got to worry about that. You know, I'd rather get a female doctor for that.
Why?
You know,
more embarrassing when they see how little you are down there.
They're sticking their finger up my ass.
You got to get undressed for that, buddy. They're not going to cut a hole in your pants. You know what I mean? They're going to see shit. They're gonna look.
Unlike you, Peter, when I pull my pants around, I don't parade around the room like a fucking village people.
Well, you have to. Listen, you're undressed. You put a gown on. She's going to see your fucking testicles. Yeah,
but my ass is open. You have the thing in front of you, you know?
God. Wow.
I'm going to sit there.
His ass is open.
Peter,
for business?
Let me ask you. You've had this done, right? You had this done many times, and a few times medically.
5 minutes ago with Elgin. You checked my prostate 10 minutes ago.
Hey, so, $5 is $5.
All right. So how does this process work? So in other words, the guy lubes. He gets the doc puts a fucking glove on, obviously.
Well, sometimes.
And then he lubes it up, right?
Yeah.
And then does he start with one finger? Or does he go right to the two? How many fingers do they put in there?
I always ask my doctor to use two. I need a second opinion. I want to make sure that everything is okay there. Elgin left. Come on, man.
It's funny.
They use one finger.
And
they get, you know, bone knuckle deep and they move around.
You do this like you're trying to fit your hand into a fucking 12 bowling ball.
No, I'm just showing you. Asshole.
Bone knuckle deep.
Yeah, I know.
That's a new terminology?
I don't know.
It's not very pleasant. I don't think that's on the Humana brochure.
It's in Webster's. It's in fucking Webster's. Bone knuckle. Look at it.
So anyway, dude. All right. So in other words, is a guy like kind of like, does he just jam it in or does he like kind of wiggle it around like, you know?
I ask mine to, you know. Gently,
I'm being serious here.
Hold cups my balls with his left hand, inserts his fingers in the right.
Hey Doc, when I'm getting a prostate exam, should both your hands be on my shoulders?
That's all. Right.
But at least he laughed at that one.
Yeah. Well,
so
he hadn't ever heard.
Yeah. So all right, so it's just like ba boop, right? And that's it.
Yeah.
And then the guy wiggles around.
Looks, you know, checks the size of your prostate.
How long does this process last?
Mine goes 45, 50 minutes, you know, until I'm done, until I finish.
When I'm finished.
Right, until I finish. Until
I get my cookie.
Right. No, it's less than a minute, dude.
Minute?
Less
than a minute. This guy's got his finger up your ass for a minute?
Less than a minute. Oh. You're going to want more. You're going to want more. You're going to beg. No, seriously, you're gonna beg for more.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, what are you doing tomorrow night?
Right. You'll make another appointment before you even leave.
This is something not to look forward to.
It's been a great conversation about Dougie's asshole.
Now,
talking about my asshole there.
And by the way, they never.
Hopefully, we're talking about a asshole.
They never quite wipe the Vaseline off enough, you know, all of it off. So now you pull it. Now you're getting dressed. You're pulling your pants up, and you've
squirt.
Got this, you know, gel in your asshole. You know, you're like I slid off my car seat when I went to drive. I fucking went right down to the floorboard.
You're definitely fucking gelling at that moment.
Wow.
Right?
Are you gelling?
You get all lubed up. You don't feel like there's something right down there.
Wow. I jerked off so hard.
You feel like your steering arms in your truck are busted.
Yeah. Listen, just make sure your wife's home after you get, because you're going to want to come home and fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
You get excited with the finger up your ass, Peter?
Well, with the if you have a prostate, sure, man. Yeah. You know that, don't you?
Well, you know, I don't know if I need excitement to get horny. I can't even keep up with this shit on the guys on Facebook Live, but...
Stop then. You're distracting you from the show. The show should be much more important.
I asked if he was going to use a rubber glove, and he said, I'm going to have to use a condom. Okay, Perry, keep working. And then Jay Ho, from a nursing standpoint,
mm-hmm.
how is done two fingers sideways and then twist up.
Right.
And
yank.
I didn't see yank.
I don't
get me nervous. And palpate the prostate. I guess that means you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just like tinkling it.
Mm. I'm getting hard. I swear to God. If I had a Viagra, I'd be banging.
Well, that's what I want to know.
Dog. Where's the other dog?
I don't want to go in there and
Where's
you know.
Where's the big dog?
I don't want to go in there and you know.
You might pop a rod. People do.
That'd be embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm sure that probably happens
People
a lot.
People pop a Woody, dude. I'm telling you.
Really?
Uh-huh.
All right. Honey, ever since you've been at the doctor's office. Mm. Hey, here's a little study. I thought this would be interesting for the comedic aspect of the show. Self-deprecating humor is linked to greater psychological well-being, study finds.
Mm. So you're making fun of yourself makes you feel better about yourself.
Right. I guess I've been saying for the longest time, to know oneself is to know God, right? That was like a mantra when I was turned 30. I live by to know oneself is to know God. Like what you can do, can't do, be you know pretty be own up. You know that was a big owning up moment. Like whoever's going good or bad. Frequent use of self-deprecating humor has been linked to a better overall psychological well-being. When you hear someone making fun of themselves, you would usually assume they're doing the so to conceal certain insecurities, right? Like you know. I don't like when people fish for compliments.
No.
Yeah. How do I look?
Yeah.
Do I look all right? Do I look all right in this?
Mm-hmm. Isn't this shirt nice?
Yeah.
Don't you like this shirt?
Don't you like my shirt?
Listen, man, I don't want to get started on people who are I'me mine people, you know?
I'me what?
I'me mine people.
Right.
You know, George Harrison wrote a great song, his first solo album called I'me mine. And it's actually written about Paul McCartney because, you know, it's all... I have a friend who, I'm going skiing. I've got the Rossignols. I've got this. I'm staying at the best hotel. I meet, you know, you could have your arm hanging off your shoulder,
right.
Blood gushing out, and you wouldn't say any, hey, okay? You know, that type of person. I can't
right.
stand those fucking people.
Or the Me Too, like there was the one they said the Me Too or the one-uppers. Mm. Like, oh, yeah, I got a gig. I'm going to do a gig in Miami. Oh, yeah, well, I just got booked in New York.
Right. Oh, there you go.
Oh, you know what? I just got a weekend at a comedy club. Oh, yeah, a cruise ship line just hired me.
Right.
Fucker.
Yeah, the yeah, but people.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When you say something like, yeah, but.
Right. I love these, too. My cousin's neighbor's best friend knows him.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, knows Jimi Hendrix. So how does that.
Yeah,
so what
six
the,
degrees
why
separation.
The fuck do I. What does that make you? What is that to you? So Jimi Hendrix to you is who? No one. You don't know them.
The guy I was in the elevator with shared a train with.
Oh, God, Jesus, I hate that shit.
When you hear someone making fun of themselves, think it's about insecurities. However, a recent study has found that the opposite may be the case, that making yourself the butt of the joke actually demonstrates greater levels of happiness and self-assurance.
Well, yeah, because, you know,
you're comfortable.
You're comfortable with what those right. whatever those things are you're talking about.
Right.
Those little insecurities and things. You're over it. You've accepted it, and you share it.
Right.
And you make it funny.
Yeah.
And then it makes you feel like, good.
In other words, you do short jokes.
I do, yeah, fun right. stuff like that because right. I am short. And, mm-hmm. and I'm okay with that. A lot of people who are short, they don't like being short.
Right.
I love
right.
it.
Because you got a big dick. If you had a small dick, you'd be pissed off.
Probably.
That's why I'm
You're
okay. That's
right.
why I'm okay with being
That's why you cope
short.
With the height issue?
Yeah, that's how I approach it. Listen.
It doesn't even matter.
No joke.
Yeah. I can be all dick and just that's it. Just a walking dick.
Right.
I'd be okay with that.
I've been called a walking dick.
Yeah, many times. It has nothing to do with his penis.
Right. Yeah.
They call him the tripod. Why? Has he got a big dick? No, he is a dick.
He's just a dick, right? The fucking asshole. Thank you.
One of the most defining outcomes of the study was the acknowledgement that the use of self-deprecating humor doesn't necessarily have a negative connotation as previously thought. It is a Wait, whatever, we understand. We don't fucking need to have this spelled out. Mm. You know, I laugh when I see certain people do self-deprecating humor, and it's like, I don't know, it almost like you feel bad for them. You know what I mean?
Well,
they almost say it in such a way that, you know, that it's almost like, oh, this person is miserable.
Well, look, like, what about like a John Panette? Who comes out there?
He's hilarious.
Right, and the first thing out of his mouth is...
Yeah, of course. Rest
dead, right.
First thing out of his mouth is, you know, a fat joke, right?
All right.
So, but do you have to point that out?
Now, let me ask you a
question. We know how fat you are.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you consider that like hack material? Like, you know, I find it kind of funny because I feel like I'm not a fat guy, but I'm, you know, so I think it's funny
I'm sorry, from that's cut my throat. They tell it from their perspective and their point of view,
right?
And they make it it's not hack. Obviously, anybody could write a fat joke, but when you hear it the way his storytelling is, and hearing his point of view and his spin on it, that's what makes it funny,
right?
Because they relate it to their personal life. It's not just like did you hear about the fat guy who?
Yeah, now he's like I went to Italy,
right?
And he's talking about how he was in like Europe. And he wanted to eat some spaghetti.
Right.
And he's like, and Italy's right there. He's like, let's fucking go to where they make this shit, where it comes from. And he's like, he ate so much and blah, blah, blah. But then in France, they eat like beans or some shit.
Beans? what is it? Crepes? Crepes? Is that probably like the national, like out of all the things they make, crepes?
The French? No. Like
I think he was toast. In London, I think he said. Sorry. And they eat beans for breakfast.
Kidney beans.
And. I've had some shepherd's pie. Boy, was he pissed.
The British they have the worst fucking food.
Fish and chips. Shepherd's pie.
They eat a lot of...
That's it.
A ton of lamb. They eat a lot of garbage. It's
like, all right. Any rate, so...
our breakfast here in America is so much healthier for you.
Okay. Go to First Watch. Have a nice breakfast. Been to First Watch?
I don't even know what that is.
There are these breakfast joints all over, breakfast and lunch. That are 100%. I mean,
I swear they pay him for these.
No,
they throw commercials in.
They
here,
pay him for these. Yeah,
the fucking First Watch.
You ever seen the Truman Show? How she's always stopped talking. She's like, "You should try the new Mococo drink from that's Peter." That's every 5 minutes, every he throws in a little ad.
He thinks he's selling ads on it. He's like, "You just can't." Hey, you ever get a?
Okay, all right. No, the food is just fucking, and everything is farm fresh.
No fucking cares.
First Watch,
and they have like you get one.
First Watch, the official sponsor of Peter Leonard's Comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a pancake like this.
All right, so hey, you're talking about jokes.
Whole wheat pancake.
You're talking about jokes about that, like, so it's you talk about things that are simple, right?
Yeah.
I thought to myself, like, my wife was away. My wife went out of town with her brother and her mother.
Okay.
And they. Yeah, it just came up like, oh, you're worried about your wife being away, whatever. I'm like, or you're not around her when you're on the road. I'm like, nah, no, she doesn't get suspicious of me. You know what I mean? She doesn't worry about that kind of shit, right?
I said,
the only time she gets suspicious of me is when she asks me, hey, you're hungry? I go, no, I'm all right. Nah. That's suspicious activity.
Yeah.
What happened?
You can't not eat without them, or at least let them know you're going to eat.
Right, and all of a sudden...
You ate without me?
Yeah.
Or what did you eat?
Yeah, that's not a good move.
Because when you eat, if you eat something that they maybe would have wanted...
Right.
Like, God forbid I went to Carrabba's by myself.
Yeah.
I would fucking never hear the end of it.
I love the clams. The appetizer or whatever, and like a bouillaise, whatever it is.
At Carrabba's?
Yeah.
I never had that before.
Well, you haven't been living.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
But, like, is there something, like, you would get in trouble for if you ate it without saying something to your wife?
No, not really. Like, I'm trying, like, no, not really. Like, something that she really, like, loves.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, and on the other way, of course, it'd be bad for her, you know, to say, hey, well, I went to get some sushi and I didn't, you know, before I got home. What? What the fuck? You know what I mean?
That'd be trouble.
That would be trouble.
That's what they have cell phones for now, though, bro. You know, just imagine the old, days, and you couldn't call somebody at least and say, hey, you're hungry?
Now, listen, I've been coming home late at night. I was hungry, didn't get to eat, so I'll stop by Wendy's and something, get a little go-wrap, whatever. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't ask her, I'd come home, and she'd be like, hey, why don't you ask her, see if I wanted something?
Right.
You know?
Well, that's just your selfish attitude.
Yeah, I'm so selfish, Peter.
Well,
if you didn't call her and say, hey, I'm stopping for food.
Have you ever done that and came home and there was food made?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and then you got food.
And you ate again.
And then it's like, you have to eat again. You're fucking stuffed, but you feel bad.
Right.
Yeah. That's why when I come home, I always stop at the gas station and throw the bag away.
I try to do that, but yeah. She's always finding like the little corner to the M&M wrapper, and she's like, "Oh, I know what you were eating."
Ketchup on your chin, you got a little ketchup over here, you know.
Hey, all right. Here's a story I thought was interesting. Is we're not taking breaks anymore. You guys are aware of that.
I noticed that. So, that was good.
Yeah. This was a story that was floating around Facebook, and I watched it, and it was interesting. And so, listen. If I keep interrupting you, if you do stuff and things like that, you're not going to cry like a fucking like a wuss, and then they get all mad and then shut up. And okay, the vacation for black women that promises no white people around.
Wow. Where's she going? Harlem?
Detroit.
Detroit.
But it's
that's funny.
Now I watched it, and
wait, I don't understand.
She's going on vacation. There's no white people there. Well, who's going to serve?
No, there's
there's like a service that provides.
Like, for example, the one I watch is like a yoga retreat. They're all black women that go, and they said there's no white people, nobody mm-hmm. that works there. They're all black. It's just no white people around, so they can, you know, and they could just be black, you know, whatever. So, I mean, I don't give a fuck. Listen, I'm not a woman, so it's like I can't go for that fact. So, why, you know, I'm not going to bug myself any further. But the question is it something that's racist?
Yes, it is.
You know, and the ladies were mentioning how, you know, they unplug, you know, and they said, you know, it's very frustrating. Like some of the things they would say, it's like, you know, it's very frustrating when you're talking to somebody like a white person. They go, oh, you know, you sound so educated. Mm. I would imagine if I was a black person, somebody said that to me, I'd kind of be, you know what I mean? But would I be angered by the person, or would be angered under the circumstance why it's even being thought or said?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's the question I come from. You know, I don't take things personally. In other words, if you say something to me, I'm gonna think of other reasons why you may have asked before I think of, you know, the simplest and obvious ones.
Yeah, but why would you say that to anybody, let alone a person of, you know,
non-color?
Yeah, like you wouldn't, like if you were, let's say there's a guy who looked like you, looked like a redneck, like right. drove a fucking pick. Shirt, you look like some, yeah, well, you look like a tow truck driver,
shirt.
Doesn't he?
Thanks.
He kind of like Facebook Live. Doesn't he look like a tow truck driver?
This shirt was like $80. I fucking swear.
No,
that shirt was $80.
I didn't pay $80. I had
you got
chick,
ripped off like the sleeves.
Some chick. This is Diesel. This is Diesel, man. Some chick bought this. Some chick bought this for me.
And those colors, turquoise, I love and fucking it. Orange,
dolphin colors.
Yeah. It looks like you. Funny, looks like you work at a Stuckey's.
Yeah, that's just stuck.
You know, but they're saying how, like I corrected, you know, I'm sitting in front of a friend one time and he goes, oh, that's a good looking black chick. I'm like, why can't you just say it's a good looking chick? I mean, you know what I mean? Why would you even distinguish it that way? It's a good looking woman, you know?
Right.
Listen, I've always been an equal opportunity when it came to women.
Right.
I've dated all kinds and, you know, listen, trust me.
Right.
They come in so many different flavors. That's why would you deny yourself?
Hell yeah, man.
That's right.
You know?
I mean, you experience that, baby.
Let me ask you this.
The darker the meat, the sweeter the juice.
Let's reverse the roles for a second, and let's say there's a little white vacation area.
Yeah, it's called the Klan meeting.
Right, and all of a sudden, but all kinds of shit. Fucking Al Sharpton would be there in a heartbeat, you know, with some fucking signs and picketing.
I guarantee you, Al Sharpton isn't going to show up at some Klan meeting.
Not a Klan meeting. But if they had a vacation retreat like this thing,
here's the argument.
Only,
like sandals.
Here's the argument.
Black, but if black people serve you, Sam.
Yeah, there's
soon
no,
come,
like,
man. You know, just with some water, soon come.
Hey, now I mean, keep going. Never mind. Keep fucking talking, Peter.
No, I
just forgot what I was gonna.
That was my fault.
No. I forgot. I didn't say you caused me to forget. Did I?
Oh, you want me to keep talking? Okay. Hey, did you hear the one about the black people at the
No? So you know, but here's the thing: if you go to a lot of vacation resorts,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is the presumptive thought is that it's already all white, and that's the thing. It's not. It's open.
Oh,
just
right.
The fact that people the randomization of people that show up at that place, unless it dictates, only this type of, you know, so it's like. I don't know. You know, to me, it's like somebody. Here's the business aspect of it.
Yes.
Somebody, an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. thought, hey, here's a good idea where I can gather some people under a certain premise,
right?
Right, and sell it, mm-hmm. and then, you know, and hey, the key to me as an entrepreneur and a capitalist, not a racist,
right,
is that if it's working, you know, if it's working, if people are making money on it, and people are working doing it, and the people that show up actually get something out of it,
right.
Then it's not a bad thing. I don't give a shit whether it's racist or not. It is kind of racist to say only black people can come.
Yeah.
But if the purpose of this thing is to do something, you know, that, you know, well, you can't have a white person there.
Sponsored by Afrosheen.
You know? You know what I mean?
Brought to you by.
So, I don't know. Just thought it was an interesting aspect we saw.
It is pretty interesting, man. But I'll tell you something. Maybe it has to do with, you don't see a lot of black people at resorts, like island resorts, beach. They're not good swimmers. They don't like to swim.
Well, that's a stereotype.
No, they're skiing now. They like the mountains. Where do black people go on vacation? I don't know.
It's almost like
I have black friends. Who went wherever I went.
My best friend is black.
Yeah,
and he loves going on cruises all the time.
Does everything,
and he swims.
Does he?
And yes, he does. We actually went to the pool in New York last summer. And I love those city pools are cool.
Yeah,
because it's like a pool in the middle of a neighborhood somewhere, mm-hmm. and there's the concrete beach.
Right.
There's little long steps that everyone puts their towels on, and man, I miss those New York pools. Here, everybody has a fucking pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but those New York pools are cool because they're only open at certain time of the year, so
and
it's
they're
special.
Huge. They're enormous.
They're huge.
They're fucking huge. You can pee anywhere.
There's hot dogs and lemonade, and you know it's mm-hmm. anyway.
No, you're right. And remember the days we used to go to the pool, you know. And did you post something about diarrhea sign or something? Don't go in the pool if you have diarrhea.
Listen, at my complex, they have 13 rules.
Oh, yeah.
Rule number 12 was, please do not go in the pool if you have diarrhea. Well, you have to be told that? Shouldn't that be number two? Right?
Or at least it's number up there.
One, well, number one should be, don't pee in the pool. Number two, because number two.
Don't poo in the pool.
Yeah. Right, it would match.
Right,
be
exactly.
A little easier to remember.
Right, that's why I wrote.
All right, so let's go back on the rules about the pool. And the first, number one, no pee-pee. Right. No number one in the pool. Number two, no caca in the pool.
Right.
Now, they're saying if you have diarrhea that day, like your ass is like a fire hydrant, that you shouldn't go in the pool.
Probably not.
Right, because that means, what, do you have seepage? Like, in other words, the water, your asshole opens up and you actually start shitting.
Well, you just might have an accident.
Wow.
While you've got some kind of, you might have an accident.
Did you just mansplain how diarrhea works?
I'm just saying, like if I have diarrhea, it's like I jump in the water and go, oh, I couldn't hold it, and I squirt out. You know, or is it actually because, you know, there's some sort of leakage because you're in the water?
No, I'm sure there's no leakage.
You know?
It could happen. You're going to kick or do a frog kick. You know what I mean? And you just, you can't hold it. Yeah. And next thing you know.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well. Listen, that's why there's places you go that you don't see. You're not allowed to take a baby in a pool if they have a diaper.
Right.
Because of that reason.
Yeah, there's shit in it and there's fecal matter. Yeah, of course.
Pee-pee duty.
I remember when I was at the last water park I went to, that's what happened. There was signs that said if you're suffering from any type of stomach, you know,
mm-hmm.
or you got diarrhea or whatever, stay out of the, you know. Could you imagine getting, we're going to the water park. Oh, we can't go. John's got diarrhea. Fuck right, it. Let him right. sit outside and watch.
Get him a tampon.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, speaking of getting a tampon.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Oh,
Got it. Nailed it.
Yep. Used to say fun of it, but it's really them because they're
yeah, let's bring up his past failures.
They're more than one.
You did a great job. Remember when you used to fuck it up all the time?
He's mastering the English
Robert
language.
Robert Chen, by the way, from Facebook Live, says, Doug, look at Asian women from us Asian men. What's up with that? I don't know. Bobby Collins joined us. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Hey, Bobby. They have all Asian massage. No one's complaining about that.
No vomit in the pool. I would imagine that's important. Here's a story. Dirtbag driver arrested for road rage and punching a cop, officials say.
Mm.
And guess what his license plate, guess what his personalized license plate was?
PNCHACP, punch a cop.
No. Good guess, though, Elgin.
I don't know.
Dirtbag.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, what are you going to put on your license plate? How about dirtbag? Douchebag's already taken. Yeah,
that's nice.
A man driving a red Camaro with license plate dirtbag was cuffed after a road rage incident that saw him pull a gun and punch a police officer. Police said they responded to an incident Sunday to a car wash in Bellevue, Washington, shortly before 3 p.m. after reports of a road rage incident that began with a mirror rear-ending car crash. Or minor rear-ended car crash, between the two vehicles while waiting in line. You're trying to get your car washed, and you're fighting over it, like, keep going, you know.
I saw a car come out of a car wash on the line the other day, and they went over the curb, hit a fire hydrant, and flipped over.
No, they did not.
Because the car wash opened up
to
the exit, which is elevated. from street level.
No.
And you have to go down a ramp when you leave the. So she went right off, boom, flew off, hit the fire hydrant, flipped over, and water
shot out.
She got hurt.
So another car wash.
It's like a movie scene.
She got hurt, dude.
I don't know.
Oh,
kind of cut off after that.
Just doesn't even want to know. You just.
I just watched the videos. I watched for the damage.
Oh. What's up, Alvin Pratt? By the way,
what do you
says here? one of the drivers reportedly got out to take photos of the damage when the other driver in the red Camaro pulled out a handgun started making threats. When police showed up, the driver of the Camaro refused to get out of the car, sparking a melee with officers who attempted to physically remove him from the vehicle.
Uh-oh.
You ain't getting me out of my fucking Camaro. One of the officers was punched in the face while the driver allegedly threatened to kill police. He also made disparaging comments about the other driver's perceived ethnicity. The driver, identified only as a 40-year-old Bellevue resident, was arrested after the police used a taser gun to subdue him.
Mm.
So,
tase his ass.
Dirtbag.
You know that the Camaro comes standard issue with the pistol.
Yeah. It comes with a shoulder. Like a little
that's stock. Yeah, you can... You know.
You know, that's like those, like the Ford trucks and shit they sell in, like the Virginia. They all have the gun
rack. Gun rack in the back.
Yeah.
Buy a truck today, you get a free gun rack.
Standard.
Standard. Come, we'll install it for you. Hell, we may even give you a gun to take home, shoot somebody with.
That's what they call standard.
Florida store clerk sees woman mouth help me or help and calls police. Could you imagine if you're working at a store and some person comes in with this person that looks kind of weird and they look at you and they're like, they lip, you know. What are you going to do? You going to ignore it? You can say, what was she trying to, you know.
Right.
Did that person say what they thought? I thought they said? It says here, an employee at a Florida convenience store was thanked by law enforcement on Monday for reporting a woman's desperate cry for help. A clerk at the Kangaroo Express dialed 911 on the Sunday when he spotted a peculiar sight, a woman sitting inside of a vehicle in the store parking lot mouthing the word, help.
Wow.
She was hopping mad.
Help me.
The kangaroo person.
Around 1 a.m., according to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. The concerned store employee gave police a description of the vehicle, and when officers spotted the vehicle, the driver recklessly fled. The woman still in the car. Eventually, the suspect, identified as Jose Ramos Sandoval, was arrested.
Did she get her clothes back?
The alleged victim told police that she thought she was Sandoval as a friend of a friend, and she got in the car with him when he offered her a ride as she was walking from one beach bar to another.
Mm-mm.
Already drunk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Already loose.
Actually,
had a bikini top on.
Boy.
Right?
Was this store clerk a hero or a cock blocker?
Cock blocker.
Yeah, I think, if she's saying help, it gets a little.
I guess help is a synonymous to no.
Yeah.
I think I saw.
She didn't say no. She said help.
Right.
I didn't take that as a way. Like, right. I thought we were cool. What's up, Alvin Pratt?
I thought she wanted help taking her bra.
Anthony Marino, you're working with Ron this weekend?
Tony Marino.
Oh, that's my buddy Anthony's still talking about my audition. He thought everybody says, what are you auditioning for, a porn? The alleged victim told police that she it was around the time that the victim was fearful for her safety, realizing that he was attempting to keep her confined to the vehicle. I'm going to go get some beers. Wait here.
Well, she was handcuffed to the steering wheel.
I mean, how does it keep her in the? If he gets out of the car, how does she stay there?
She had no clothes on.
Peter, that's not part of the story. That's
not.
Oh,
I thought you said she didn't have any clothes. Somebody said she
I never said that. That's your perverted fucking mind interpreting story. She's probably naked.
Yeah, you would only hope. She's only wearing a bikini. She went from beach bar to beach bar. What are you wearing? You go to the beach and you go to a bar from bar to bar.
I wear a bikini.
Right.
That's what I wear.
She felt as if mouthing helped to the kangaroo ploy was her only chance of escape. Or she could have opened the door and ran.
Right. I was going to say the window was open. they were in a Jeep.
She's
in a Jeep with no doors.
Help. Why are you whispering? The windows.
The car has a fucking sunroof.
They're in a Jeep.
Sandoval confessed to the police and was arrested for false imprisonment, fleeing police. In violation of probation.
And it fucked up the last night.
And definitely be guilty of having blue balls. Hey, man, I almost had this girl. She thought I was some other Spanish guy. And she got in my car and realized how bad she fucked up. And then I said, hey, too late. Go get some beers. Get out of that car.
You sound like Cheech Marin.
I maybe should do a good impression of both of them, but I haven't done it in so long. It's horrible.
Hey, Tommy Chong's.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Amen. What was that song? We were up in smoke. Mexican Americans name their kids names like Chocha and Chichi and Maria.
And have a son-in-law named Jeff. Yeah.
They had some shit cornered for a long time, yeah. These cats, man.
I saw them not too long ago actually perform at the Jackie Gleason Theater.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, this is some years ago. I got a t-shirt that said Cheech and Chong, but it looked like Coca-Cola.
Mm. Oh my god, that song is now in my head. Mexican Americans don't like to get up very early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it really slow. I love that song.
Hell yeah, I'm glad you remembered it.
Oh my god.
Hey, here's a couple. You guys hear about these two fucking idiots?
Yes.
A couple who quit jobs and sold belongings to sail around the world.
Right.
Lose everything as a boat capsizes just 2 days into the fucking journey.
Yep.
But we did it. We're free. We're going to do what we want. Honey, is that water? Is there a lot of water building up here in the boat? Oh, it's nothing. We got a bilge pump.
That sucks,
skipper,
man.
A couple who sold all their possessions so they could sail around the world have been left with nothing after their boat sank just 2 days into the journey. Tanner Broadwell, who we can't call captain, and Nikki Walsh began their adventure on the 28-foot sailboat last week, setting off from the marina in Tarpon Springs. 2 days later, the emergency service recalled reports of capsized boat in the Gulf of Mexico, about 25 miles down the coast. While sailing through the popular tourist site, the bottom of the boat struck an unseen object. Some people call that the ground.
Land. Right. Date. Maybe you should have hired a fucking captain.
Exactly.
These people were from Arizona.
Hey, you hear something on the
bottom?
Never saw
the ocean before.
The fucking plane crashes, and it's like, oh, it was an unseen object. Yeah, the ground.
Right.
Oh.
So funny. You know what happened, actually, with those people, Dougie?
No.
Go ahead, continue. I'll let you know.
Okay, they were left with just their 2-year-old dog, Remy, their social security cards, a mobile phone, and some dog food and clothes.
Yeah. They ate the dog food.
You know what? I'm actually thinking about this now.
What is it, bro?
I smell scam.
You think so?
Yeah.
Let me tell you why when you're finished.
All right. Mr. Broadwell, 26, originally from Florida and worked in marketing for timeshares. He met Miss Walsh, 24, in Philadelphia while there for work, but told the newspaper they got tired of sales life. Well, they're only fucking 26.
Yeah.
Imagine that? Sales are tough. Cold calling. You know, 95% failure rate is success rate. We get it. You got to learn how to. You got to deal with the
3 whole years behind on that.
Yeah,
phone.
Yeah, grueling fucking work. These people,
Dick. It means they saved enough money to buy a fucking boat. They sold all their possessions.
They hatched a plan to give it all up and sail around the world for 2 years. They planned and saved.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Broadwell driving for Uber to make extra money.
Oh my God!
They sold everything they had, which probably amounted to about $18. And bought a 1969 boat they named Lagniappe.
What?
I don't know. Which is Creole for bonus. For about $5,000.
Wait a minute. Creole, you said?
Yeah, Lagniappe.
Oh, there you go.
No,
they're white people. They're a white young couple. Up until that point, the couple had no sailing experience. They spent the next few months learning from Broadwell's father, who's a carpenter and didn't know what the fuck they were talking about.
Right.
It was only this month that they decided they were ready. And we were given a grand send-off by their friends in Tarpon Springs who said they'll never make it.
And the Coast Guard.
2 days later, the ship had sunk. The boat remains in the water. And the Coast Guard has told the couple it costs up to $10,000 to have it removed. They only have $90.
She's going to start.
Are you ready for me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I smell scam big time. And it just hit me just now because... after 4 days, and think about how viral this story went, okay?
Right.
After 4 days, they have a GoFundMe now that's up to $15,000, okay? So, this guy's in marketing, right?
Mm.
He says, let's get this boat
right, and
make up this bogus story that we're giving up our lives to sail the world, and then 2 days later, we'll fucking sink it, get everybody on board sympathize with our story, start a GoFundMe.
Well, okay, so you're going to risk your life for $15,000. So
what's
far.
Risking your life? Well, flipping gonna, a boat, gotta, big gotta, time, big gotta, deal.
What do you mean, big deal? They're out in the ocean. They're 25 miles out in the ocean.
Right.
So what? You
got to, you got to, you, so you know, so the you Coast this, Guard would have to be in on it. Some your friend who works. Hey,
no,
dude.
They don't have to be in on it.
Well, listen, no one has to. Be, you capsize. You're going to risk your life flipping over and get caught in the current. You're going to, you know.
Did
the,
you what about that other story about this?
You're overthinking
this guy
it.
With the who's he and his wife are out sailing. Blah 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 blah. His wife over here. And all of a sudden, he's in a little life raft.
And she's gone.
She's gone. The boat's gone. But all of a sudden, then they find like $30,000 in gold coins that he had managed to get. He couldn't get her off the boat, but he got the gold
he
coins.
He saved the gold coins.
Into the fucking thing. He's in jail right now in Miami. And not for murder, because there's no body. He's in jail for he stole these gold coins from a museum in the Keys.
How about those football players that got caught on a fishing trip and two of them died? And one came, only one came back.
God,
remember that
Tampa.
A few years ago?
Oh yeah.
The well, guy, they couldn't swim. Right. And they just ended up. They couldn't. I mean, you couldn't hold on. And
nope, dude, that was very sad. But what? And what about that other asshole who was the Miami Dolphin who claims that he fell overboard in his boat or his boat sunk and he swam for a day and a half? Who was that running back? Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember the story vaguely.
Oh my God, the running back, blonde guy, the flat.
Jarhead. Oh yeah, Offerdahl. No, not Offerdahl. The one who's the one who married his sister married the big guy. Anyway,
no, it wasn't Jason Thomas. Zach Thomas.
No, Zach Thomas.
I'll think of it by then.
Right, whatever. It doesn't matter.
But you're going to tell me that's not doable?
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm going to. I mean, you would have to have. Like I said,
what is it? It takes 2 seconds to sink a fucking boat,
but it would look too set up. They had a life raft, some supplies. They had the dog, cans of dog food. Oh, we managed to save the dog food. We lost our.
No, that's a sacrifice you make.
We don't have a flare gun. We left the flare gun. We took the dog food.
Well, if you're gonna do it, they should have been well prepared.
Right.
The Coast Guard should see if the emergency beacon went off. They got it because it's hard to measure if the boat's gone.
Right.
You don't know. It's not like you have a fire where the fire marshal can come and see when the fire actually started.
Now, do you think they had a boat definitely or not? Now, would be you,
no,
yours
they
would
did.
Make sense
they
if
bought
they had
it.
No boat.
But that's like he said, money wise. Yeah, let's spend $5,000 on this boat, and then we'll get a fund me page. We'll end up raising
$50,000. We'll pay $5,000 on this boat.
Right.
We'll take it in the fucking thing.
There's no
dump
boat
it.
$5,000, man.
That's what he said. He bought it for, dude. That's what he said. Yeah, you're paying attention to the story.
You're buying it with the intent to fucking crash it, get saved by the Coast Guard, get everybody to be like, oh, woe me, and then fucking start a GoFundMe page.
I love the question.
With the marketing that's behind that story.
I would love to question these two. I would be able to find out if the story, if that is the purpose. I would be able to find out within the first 3 minutes of a conversation with them.
I want to know if they're married. Why, if they're married, she doesn't have his last name. That's what I want to know.
Hey, moving on, by the way.
Let's move on.
But we invite them to come on the show. Professor uses the N-word. Student shouts F-U. Free speech class is now canceled at Princeton.
What happened?
Is this for real?
Yep.
Read that again.
Anthropology 212, Cultural Freedoms, Hate Speech, Blasphemy, and Pornography, a course of freedom of expression at Princeton University, has been reluctantly canceled. Professor Lawrence Rosen informed his students in an email obtained by the Weekly Standard. Rosen's email sent at 2:07 p.m. on February 12th went on to say, I think it only fair that you be free before too much of the semester has passed to move ahead in another course of your choosing.
I took pornography in college, but not as a class.
He just took it
from
his roommates.
Right.
He stole it.
As much as I could.
How do you have a class like that at Princeton?
It's interesting. You know, nowadays, I would think it's a good topic. Like, you know, let's, you know.
If it's a law school, if you're in the law school and you're.
Princeton's an Ivy League school, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're in the study, the studies, you know, they have history. They also have all, you know, they have all this shit.
But
there,
I think this is
the school of law.
Yeah.
Was it the school of law?
No, this isn't. But this is an interesting thing, a philosophy, sociology kind of class.
Right.
Last week, Professor Rosen received national attention for using the N-word in his class on the freedom of expression.
Nigel?
Ninja? Some students walked out and protested the term's use, one reported. Cited in Princeton's main campus newspaper says that Rosen asked, what is worse, a white man punching a black man or a white man calling a black man the N-word? And when Rosen was met with disagreement of his use of the N-word and of the of his continued use of the term, academic setting, he said he would use it if I think it's necessary. Now, I guess I guess what he's saying is, what is worse? If a white man punches a black man right. in the face, physical assault,
or
if you just say that word.
Right.
Just as somebody, depending how hard the person punched you,
right.
I think I'd rather somebody said something to me
yes.
personally
than
hit me in the face. Because you know when you even bite your lip and you get one of those cold sores? Mm. You know when you bite your lip and you get that fucking sore for a few days?
Yeah.
And you can't stop playing with it and everything you eat? It's a discomfort.
Yeah, it is.
That alone. Mm-hmm. Would be a reason I wouldn't want to get punched in the face.
No,
forget about the dental work.
Not gonna hurt in the eye.
Break my nose. Yeah, you call me a spick.
You don't
okay,
want that. You don't
I get
that.
It. I'm just. It's interesting that the young people got so upset.
Yeah,
you know. Again, these are just words.
And they also, you know,
yeah, but
by
that's,
the way, they're so
that's not
long.
Just a word.
It is just a word. In a sense, listen, and what
it's,
I'm saying
it's
is...
It's consonants and vowels put together to form a sound
what
that
I'm
we say, verbalize,
what I'm
but
saying
it's more
is,
than just a word.
What I'm going
to
say is, if we want the aliens to stop laughing at us, I can assure you that an alien being, you know, if we call them a little, you know, the fact that we call them grays, they probably laugh. We're really not gray. You know,
it's dirt. It's moon dust. I have a question regarding the story.
Where we come from, it's not called gray. It's called na-fa-fa-fa-fa.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's my fucking point. Yeah. It's not, you know, if somebody says, I was talking to comics last night about this. If somebody says something to me and it's just ridiculous or it's green or whatever, you know what I mean? My strength and who where I stand in life is really going to predicate how I feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people can say whatever the fuck they want. You know what I mean? And whatever hurtful shit it is, as long as I know where it's coming from and I know I'm comfortable with everything myself, like we talked about, the word should have no fucking relevancy, irregardless of its nature and how fucking bad it is. You know,
but
I'm
do you
just
feel,
saying.
Don't you feel like, the, but still, don't you feel like the professor could have gotten the same point across by not saying it?
No, I think
he was trying to get the reaction
I
out
think,
of that
I
kid.
Think he was wanted to see. He wanted to see what kind of pussies he had in his class
Maybe.
That couldn't actually... listen, if you're going to be teaching a class about the freedom of speech,
mm-hmm.
that means to have the freedom of speech, you must be able to tolerate every potential aspect of that to be something to have as a global understanding
yeah.
or a... You know what I mean? So
if it was a math class, it wouldn't fly.
No.
In this class... Absolutely.
I mean,
now was he his tenured professor? By the way, did he get fired?
I don't know.
Oh, was he fired?
No, he wasn't fired.
Good,
no.
tenured. Okay,
but
good.
They got rid of his class.
Oh, okay, so that's shitty.
No, why was the course canceled? Rosen's email: the students didn't give specifics,
yeah.
other than that its decision had been reluctant.
Yeah.
Calls and emails to Rosen went unreturned. Michael Hotchis of Princeton's Office of Communication told the news that the course's canceling was Professor Rosen's decision.
Mm. Right. They moved the class to the Cheetah of Princeton. There's a Cheetah Club in downtown, you know, Princeton, New Jersey.
One of the students in the class, he believes the course's canceling may have had something to do with an interaction that happened about a halfway through the first seminar. A male student of color stood up inches from Professor Rosen's face and shouted, "Fuck you,
Jew prick." Fuck you, Jew motherfucker Rosen.
Well, we don't know if he used his own, you know.
Because he's Jewish, right? Because
anybody does that, that automatically kind of proves
right.
Who we are. Fuck you, the witness claimed. Just before that, a female student of color had shouted at Rosen. At the first was approaching, "Do you feel safe right now?" There was no physical contact.
You feel lucky?
The witness claims, though, that at the time, student feared there might be something going wrong. So the guy realized, okay, maybe it's not a good class. These folks... And these situations are not ready to have
now,
a discussion of freedom of speech.
Right. Maybe they need an all-white class.
that's progressive.
Listen, we're only going to have
right.
freedom of speech, but we can't have
beach.
Any black students here.
Right. You got an all-white.
Well,
right.
Because they're special.
No anyway. Ends.
Anyway.
You're an idiot.
Anyway, that's all we have time for today on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Mr. Peter Leonard for joining
us.
Hey,
my pleasure, man. It was a lot of fun.
And, of course, Elgin David.
Always fun.
By the way, we're excited. We have our big show at the Bremen Performance Center Theater.
Yes.
iHeart Studios on Friday night, 7 p.m.
Excited.
It's sold out. It's not open to the public. It's only for Bremen members.
Club Raymond. Unless you want to buy a BMW on Okeechobee Boulevard between now and Friday, at which point you can get in. So right. Run out there, get yourself a nice 350i series.
Just to come see us.
I'm going to the Daewoo Comedy Show. That's
Daewoo. At any rate, for more days, go to DougieAlmeida.com. I got a bunch of stuff coming up. Going to be at the Improv on the February 28th at Palm Beach at the Showcase out there. Going to be at Dada's on next Tuesday, or the 26th, I think it is, headlining that room.
That's my neighbor. I should go see you.
Yeah, it's right there in Delray.
Yeah.
How about you, Elgin?
Me? You can just follow me at Elgin David. I don't got nothing much going on except for planning my wedding, which is exciting.
Exciting. And Peter?
Peter Leonard. I have nothing. I'm really, really.
He's looking for work, everybody.
Yeah, come and see me.
Come and go cheer up Peter with a hand job or something.
Yeah, I'm going to start. I'm going to buy a boat and sink it. Start a GoFundMe page.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Hey, we'll be your useless help.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks again for listening, guys, this week. That's our shows for this week. We'll be back next week with all new shows just for your attention. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook, Wake Up Dougie Show. And follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Dougie Dangerous. Thanks again. We'll see you here next week right at the same spot. Take care.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the Earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There beam of light hit the ground.